If you have a militant king living inside you, what are you doing with the militant power? I'm putting it back on you. What are you doing with the militant power? Because you're not going to be passive. You're not going to sit back and watch things be destroyed and you just sit back. So let the church awaken to the truth and recognize we serve a God that says we are called to be militant in the kingdom. We're called to be militant and to take back that which belongs unto us. We're called to rise up in truth, standing firm in this truth and speaking forth God's victory, because the King of Glory is here. The King of Glory is the captain of all these warrior angels that are coming in to do the will of God militantly. And we don't walk passively when there's a war all around, do we? We don't walk passively when there's death and dying all around us, do we? We rise up and we say, nope, we are in charge. God's positioned you. He's positioned you to release the glory, which sometimes means you're going to fight. Let the glory of God be released. The King of Glory. We've been talking about the realm of God's glory. Amen? And we've been changed. We're being changed. We're understanding the realm of glory more and more. Is that not true, church? The realm of God's glory is being taken in. Like we have been embracing it and taking it in, right? And it's beautiful and it's powerful. But today I want to look at the glory of God from a different perspective. And from the perspective of war. The perspective of a militant army. Because we think of glory, the King of Glory, as this beautiful calm and just, you know, just we can't speak because the glory is so thick, and there is truth to that, and we continually experience that. That's true, right? God, you'll come in with a glory, just this tangible Shekinah glory, and we experience it, and it's beautiful. But I want you to understand, as I've been defining the way that the glory of God comes forth on us and that it's in us and around us, I also want you to know God and his glory, when his glory comes in, he also comes in as a militant defender and one that will fight against those that fight against you, the King of Glory. You know how we read and pray from Psalm 24? Regarding the King of Glory, let's open our Bibles to Psalm 24. Because sometimes people don't equate the glory of God with the militant, victorious battle that he's already fought and won on our behalf. And so are we all at Psalm 24 and verse 7. Because we're going to look at this, because we sing this often, but I want you to understand this. Verse 7 says, lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up your everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? He is the King of Glory. He is the King of Glory. Now, how many of you remember we've sang that many, many times? Right? It's powerful. The presence of God comes and it moves. He moves in powerful ways. Amen. But I want you to understand something right here. This is the King of what? The King of Glory. The King of Glory. Now, when you go to verse 10, I want you to look at verse 10. The King of Glory, he says, who is this King of Glory? That's a question. Say, that's a question. The King of Glory is answered in the very next phrase. It says, who is this King of Glory? Here's your answer. He's the Lord of hosts. He's the Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Who is this King of Glory? He is this King of Glory. And in between that is the Lord of hosts. So what is he saying? First he asks a question. Then he answers the question. And then he makes a statement, solidifying what he just spoke and answered. Are we all following? Okay, so who is the King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. Now, I should have got a much, much bigger amen, but the reason I didn't is because some of you don't understand who the Lord of hosts is. Because if you understood who the Lord of hosts is, you would understand who the King of Glory is. and you would understand that he's militant. You would understand that he is the arm, he's like the captain of the angelic army. That's when I say the Lord, when I speak this right here, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of hosts. He is the captain of the angelic army. The King of glory is the captain of all these warrior angels that are coming in to do the will of God militantly. Jesus is the captain. He is the captain. He is at the head. He is at the lead. This is the what the Lord of hosts means. That's why when we sing, who is the King of glory? This song is a song of militant victory. When we understand the term of Christ, the Lord of hosts. Now this term, the Lord of hosts, is the name of God. And do you know that it appears more than 200 times in the Old Testament? More than 200 times in the Old Testament. Let's go to 1 Samuel 17, because he talks about the Lord of hosts in 1 Samuel 17. And we're going to look at verse 45. Thank you, Father. Verse 45, and it says, then David said to the Philistines, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the, in the name of the Lord of hosts. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. He says, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day, as he goes on and on and on about what he is going to do, and he speaks forth that this is the who? The King of glory. What is the King of glory's name? The Lord of hosts. He is the Lord of hosts, and he is saying right here, he's the Lord of hosts. He says, this day, the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. And he's saying, the King of glory, the Lord of hosts, is against you, devil. We would do well to understand that we serve a king that has already victoriously fought and won on our behalf. And so when we say it's the King of glory, we're talking about a glory that has already been purchased by his blood. And we're talking about a battle that's already been victorious in. And we get to claim it. And we get to walk in that victory. And so let the church awaken to the truth and recognize we serve a God that says we are called to be militant in the kingdom. We're called to be militant and to take back that which belongs unto us. We're called to rise up in truth. Standing firm in this truth and speaking forth God's victory, because the King of glory is here. And the King of glory is within us. Amen? Which means God's sovereign and complete control over every demonic power. God's sovereign, complete control. He is, his dominion is over any force trying to come against you. Are we all able to pay attention? Maybe we can take him a little bit further back so it's not distracting to the others. We need to be able to pay attention, church, and not let a child distract us. Amen? Because the devil wants you to miss it. He wants you to miss it. Of course he wants you to miss it. You know why? Because your answers lie in this message. Your victories lie in this message. We're not helpless or hopeless. We don't beg and plead and ask God to do what he needs to do. We know that he's already done it, but we stand in godly authority, walking in God's purposes, and we understand when I call on the name of Jesus, everything of what he's already purchased is mine. When I call on the name, the King of glory, the Lord of hosts, I know that I am calling on the captain of the angelic armies, calling them in. For the victory is ours. What good would it be if you had all of this power, all of this potential power, and you never called upon the name of Jesus to release what he's already granted through his blood? That's where a lot of the church lives. Powerless, but yet full of power. But powerless. So let the scales come off your eyes right now. And off of your hearts right now. Because there is nothing that God has left you to figure out on your own. He's actually already empowered you with the fullness of truth. He's already put the sword in your hand. That sword, and also in your mouth. And that sword is the word of God. And that word of God, with that word of God, we read, we sang in Revelation about the word of God, Jesus being the word. And with a sharp sword, we know that it comes forth out of where? Out of his mouth. And the word needs to come out of our mouth as sharp sword. And as it does so, what are you doing? You're calling in the King of glory, glorious and marvelous and spectacular in every way. And the one that wants you to not have an understanding of this is the one that's got you bound, that keeps you silent. But not on my watch, tell him. Not on my watch, devil. Not on my watch. Because the militant king, the King of glory, lives on the inside of us. The militant king. If you have a militant king living inside of you, what are you doing with the militant power? I'm putting it back on you. What are you doing with the militant power? Because you're not going to be passive. You're not going to sit back and watch things be destroyed and you just sit back and do nothing.
The Lord loves a hilarious giver. In his word, he talks about hilariously giving. And I've got to say, because of people like you, God has expanded the ministry's reach to where we are now in 236 million homes preaching the gospel for Jesus Christ. This is incredible. And I wanted to take a moment right now and encourage some of you that have not yet decided to become a partner, a monthly partner, that this would be an incredible time for you to jump in and become a monthly partner with us here at this ministry. The gospel is being preached and people's lives are being changed. And I am excited to where the Lord is taking this ministry. Is it because of us? No, it's all because of Jesus Christ and faithful partners like you. God bless you as you pray and become a monthly partner.
No, we're not sitting back, are we? We're going to stand and say, oh, no, no, uh-uh. No, when I walk in, heaven walked in. The power of God walked in. When you walked in, the power of God walked in. When you walked into your home, to your work, to your place, the power of God walked in with you. Militant. The glory of God walked in. Militant. There is a time and there is a place where you can take the posture of the beautiful realm of God's glory, the brightness of his coming shining forth out of you. But then there is a time you have to understand the way that God's going to reveal his glory is through the militant power of Christ. Right? And we need to know the difference. And we need to know what is needed. And so therefore, if we know what is needed, we know what to exercise and when. We know what to release and when. In other words, we have to think about something. It's not just about you. You're in partnership with Christ. You're in partnership with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, what are you doing right now? And if he says, the King of glory, starts to put this in your spirit, the King of glory, now you're going to understand. The King of glory is not just this butterfly feeling, but the King of glory is militant, it's powerful, and it's this force that the enemy has no place and no access with. The devil doesn't play fair. He wants your families. He wants you. He wants your witness. He wants to cancel your witness. He wants to silence you. He wants to disturb and turn everything upside down. But we serve the King of glory. And when we speak the militant power of God in and through our mouths, everything changes. Because we understand we carry the Spirit of God, which means we will defy enemies, the enemy's access. His strongholds are broken off of our lives. Praise God. Glory to God. Let's turn to Joshua 5. Are we getting this? Let's look at verse 13. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. A man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. How many of you know who that man was? Is. This is Jesus. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? And he said, no, but as a commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. He is having this encounter with the Lord of Lords. He is having this encounter with the host of heaven. He is having this encounter with the King of Glory. And he is saying, what is he saying? With his a man stood up opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and he said, are you for us or are you for our adversaries? He didn't know. He did not know. So he said, no, but as a commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped him. And he said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? Joshua fell on his face, worshiped Jesus. He worshiped the King of Glory. He worshiped the Lord. I'm going to back up. It says, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand, and Joshua went to him and he said, are you for us or are you for our adversaries? And he said, no, but as a commander of the army of the Lord. He is a commander of the army of the Lord. Who is the commander of the army of the Lord? Notice how right when that took place, and I spoke that the first time, many of you were distracted because what was happening in the room. A commander of the army of the Lord is the King of Glory, the Lord of hosts. He's telling you who he is. He says, no, he says, a commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And he hasn't left. And Joshua fell on his face because he knew exactly what was going on. Joshua fell on his face and he worshiped him. And he said, what does my Lord say to his servant? Everything changed because he realized the militant power of God is right here, right now. How many of you would say, there are many times, maybe right now, I need the militant power of God in my life. Many times, right? Maybe even right now. Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandals off, for the place where you're standing is holy. And Joshua did so. The commander of the Lord, the commander of the armies, the Lord. We serve a king that has a whole host of angelic warriors. There are angels that are filled with glory in beautiful Shekinah power. It's beautiful, it's soft, it's glorious. There are angels that are filled with glory and they mean business. And they've got weapons of warfare. They've got fire coming forth. And these angels are the ones we're referring to right now when the King of Glory is present, the Lord of hosts. He is here and he says, I've come and I'm releasing unto you so you understand you're not alone and you don't fight your battles by yourselves. You fight according to the word which has already been established, the word that has already been implanted on the inside of you. If you would only look to Jesus and seek him and serve him and say, Lord, with you on my side, I've got everything that I need. I lack for nothing. And the strength of Christ rises up on the inside. He is the King of Glory. We're going to continue to sing that he is the King of Glory. But every time we sing that he's the King of Glory, you're going to understand more and more and more. This brightness of his glory is militant. And sometimes we need the militant power of God to fill the house. Sometimes we need the militant power of God to subdue and to subdue and to remove those that are coming against the will of God. And he'll do that all right. And he does that right. He's doing it right now. He's doing it right now. I'm sorry, it's Revelation 19. There is, the other way around. Revelation 19, 11. Okay, we sang this today as well. It says, now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire. On his head were many crowns, and his name written. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. And he was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Are we seeing the army? Are we seeing the army that's coming forth and coming in with him? Are we seeing the army? Because the army of God is here with us now, present. He's presently here with us. Now, verse 15, out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of the Almighty God, and he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When he comes in, he comes in with a whole entourage of angelic beings. When we call on the name of Jesus, every place that you need rescuing, the whole army of Christ comes in, and there is victory after victory. And when we get the mental picture that we are not standing alone, we have all of heaven backing us up, then we walk in the militant power that we were called to walk in, and understand this is glory. This is the King of glory. This is the King, the King of glory, the Lord of hosts. When you know the names of God and the meanings of those names, your faith rises up to grab hold of that truth and to walk in it. And we don't walk passively when there's a war all around, do we? We don't walk passively when there's death and dying all around us, do we? We rise up and we say, no, we are in charge. God's positioned you. He's positioned you to release the glory, which sometimes means you're going to fight. Let the glory of God be released. Thank you, Lord. Let's go back to Psalm 24. Because with what I've just shared, with what you've just learned, I want to reread verses 7 through 10 of Psalm 24. It says, lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up your everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. For he is the King of glory. He is the Lord of hosts. And he says, I have armed you and I've strengthened you for battle. You have literally been strengthened and armed for battle. Everything that tries to come against you, you have already been, you've already been filled. Let's turn to Psalm 18. Let's turn to Psalm 18. How many of you love the Word of God? And this word of God needs to be like our best friend. Like you need to just always take this with you. Have this with you. Know that this word is so powerful. It's engrafted on the inside of us. 18 and 39. You have armed me with strength. Stop right there. You have armed me with strength. For the battle. There's a battle, but the battle is the Lord's. But the Lord says, I want you to stand and fight, and I want you to speak when I tell you to speak, and I want you to stand when I tell you to stand. I want you to shut your mouth when I tell you to shut your mouth, but I want you to know that this victory is ours. What victory? We're in a mess. It's a victory. Call it truth. Don't call it reality. Speak truth. Speak God's word. Call it a victory and call it yours. In the midst of chaos, this victory is mine. Not this chaos is going to be restored to victory. That's okay. But this victory is mine. You're speaking forth the things that you do not yet see, because you understand the King of glory is within you and is already on the scene. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. I've already been armed. You have subdued under me. He has subdued. He has put to sleep certain things under you, those who rose up against you. In other words, your enemies, they're under your feet. I don't care how big and loud and strong. I don't care how horrific they try to make themselves out to be. They're nothing compared to the King of Glory that has taken residency inside of you. They're nothing compared to the Lord of Hosts that has already told you you have the angelic army on your side. You are victorious today. Your family is victorious today. You will succeed in this. And the victory that God has already purchased and the glory that he's already released is all unto Jesus Christ, our Savior, whom we shout out. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. We thank you, Father, for your word does not return unto us void. We thank you that you are the King of Glory, the Lord of these angelic armies, oh God. I thank you, the captain of these angelic armies. Oh, we are not alone. We are not alone. You are not alone. You stand with fierceness and with this militant understanding that you will not budge. You are not going to move. You are not going to shift your position. You are not going to move in what you've already decreed and declared. But you're also victorious because this victory is ours. Amen. 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 Somebody shout amen like you mean it. Somebody get militant and let the victories of Christ be relevant in and through you. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.